Today we're going to read Amelia Bedelia for Mayor. "That Mayor Thomas," said Mr. Rogers.
"What's wrong, dear?" said Mrs. Rogers.
"Mayor Thomas is what's wrong," said Mr. Rogers. "The mayor promised to cut taxes. He never does what he says he will do. He is only human," said Mrs. Rogers.
"Besties, no one does exactly what you tell them to do."
"Here's your breakfast," said Amelia Bedelia. "I hope you like the chocolate frosting."
"What is this?" said Mr. Rogers.
I said I wanted pancakes for breakfast."
"These are pancakes," said Amelia Bedelia. "I bake the cakes in the frying pan. Do you want to blow out the candles?"
"They're fine," said Mrs. Rogers.
"I will teach you to make normal pancakes. You just did what you were told."
"You always do," said Mr. Rogers.
"Why can't Mayor Thomas be like you?
I wish you were the mayor."
"You do," said Amelia Bedelia.
"Sure," said Mr. Rogers.
"You should run for the mayor's office."
"See you later," said Amelia Bedelia.
She dashed out of the kitchen.
"Where is she going?" said Mrs. Rogers.
"To the city hall," said Mr. Rogers.
"She is running for the mayor's office."
"I made it," said Amelia Bedelia.
"Hold on," said the mayor's security.
"Mayor Thomas is with the press. He needs to iron some things."
"I hate to iron," said Amelia Bedelia.
"I will bring him Mr. Rogers' shirt. The mayor can press them for me."
She busts into the press conserve. "Amelia Bedelia," said Mayor Thomas, "what brings you here?"
"My feet," said Amelia Bedelia. "I was running for your office."
"Running for the office," said a reporter.
"The mayor has very big shoes to fill."
"You are so rude," said Amelia Bedelia.
"He can't help it if his feet are big."
"You are right," said the reporter.
"Big feet must run into his family."
"How awful," said Amelia Bedelia.
"Don't they ever get to walk?" All the reporters laughed.
Mayor Thomas did not laugh.
Achoo!
He sneezed. "His nose runs too," said a reporter.
"No,"
said Amelia Bedelia.
"His nose smells. I hope his feet don't," said a reporter.
"You are rude," said the mayor.
Amelia Bedelia asks a reporter, "What would you do if you were in the mayor's shoes?"
"I would polish them," said Amelia Bedelia. "I could use a good shine."
Mr. Rogers arrived out of breath.
"Amelia Bedelia, let's go home. I was joking. You can't run for the office."
"I just did," said Amelia Bedelia. "I always do what folks say to do."
"That is great promise to make," said a reporter.
"I make promises too," said the mayor.
We know, said Mr. Rogers.
"But if Amelia Bedelia were mayor..."
"You must be joking," said Mayor Thomas. "Amelia Bedelia can't be the mayor."
"I would vote for her," said a reporter.
"We need some changes."
"Here's 45 cents, said Amelia Bedelia.
"That's all the change I've got."
"Wait a minute," said the mayor.
"I want to put in my 2 cents.
"How nice," said Amelia Bedelia. "That makes 45 cents.
No, said the mayor. "My 2 cents means my option. I don't really have 2 cents.
"You don't?"
said Amelia Bedelia.
"Then you should get some sense."
then you should get some sense. Mayor Thomas doesn't have any sense, asked a reporter. If that was you, just say no, he said that, said Amelia Bedelia. I did not, said the mayor. I said I don't have 2 pennies. Me neither, said Mr. Rogers. I hope Mayor Bedelia cuts taxes. Mayor Bedelia, yelled Mayor Thomas. She couldn't even be the dog catcher. Yes, I could, said Amelia Bedelia. Take back what you just said. I will not, said the mayor. Run for mayor, said a reporter. Throw your hat in the ring. What ring? Said Amelia Bedelia. The mayor's telephone ring. Amelia Bedelia took off her hat. She threw it across the room. Her hat landed on top of the phone. How's that? Said Amelia Bedelia. I throw my hat on the ring. Now I can run for mayor. Hooray! Amelia Bedelia, crouch down. On your mark, get set, go! Hooray! Shouted everyone. Everyone expect Mayor Thomas. Get set, go! The race from mayor was on. Amelia Bedelia and the Mayor Thomas ran all over the town to talk with the votes. People began to care more about their town, about each other, and their future. Elect Amelia Bedelia for mayor. But Mr. Rogers gave Amelia Bedelia lots of help and plenty of good advice. Yikes, said Mr. Rogers. Gotcha, said Amelia Bedelia. Here's that pole you told me to get. Not a fishing pole, said Mr. Rogers. What do you need is a vote. It tells how voters plan. The cast votes, asked Amelia Bedelia. Sounds like fishing to me. Most votes are sitting on the fence, said Mr. Rogers. And you know what that means. Sore bottoms, said Amelia Bedelia. Not sore bottoms, said Mr. Rogers. It means people haven't made up their minds. This election isn't swung up yet. Hold on, my pole, said Amelia Bedelia. I'll get a needle and thread. I will sweet it up. Forget about the sweeting and fishing, said Mr. Rogers. Go out and get some more votes. Amelia Bedelia walked to town. A crowd was at the new bridge. When I cut this ribbon, said the mayor, this brand new bridge will open. Amelia Bedelia stepped in front of him. She cut the red ribbon before he did. Snip. What have you done? Said the mayor. Cut the red tape, said Amelia Bedelia. Everyone says I should get rid of the red tape. This is an ad ring, said the mayor. You worked my photo opportunity. You are having your picture taken, said Amelia Bedelia. Then you really should smile. That does it, shouted the mayor. I challenge you to a debate. People will know where I stand. I can tell them where you stand, said Amelia Bedelia, on my foot. Ow! One on On the day of the debate, the town square was packed. A clean sweep with a broom. She does what she says. I'm Amelia Bedelia. Now, let's welcome the mayor and Amelia Bedelia. Said the accounter. Everyone clapped and cheered. I'm nervous, said Amelia Bedelia. Just be yourself, said Mrs. Rogers. I always am, said Amelia Bedelia. Who else would be? Mr. and Mrs. Rogers each gave her a big hug. It's like her daughter, but she actually is not. She's just a friend. The mayor and Amelia Bedelia argued for hours. I will fill in all the follows, said Mayor Thomas. Me too, said Amelia Bedelia. You can't cook in pots with holes. That's silly, said the mayor. It sure is, said Amelia Bedelia. All the food falls out. That's right, yelled the crowd. I will reduce the school tax, said the mayor. And I won't, said Amelia Bedelia. Our school needs more tax, especially Thumb's track. You tell him, shouted the crowd. My goodness, said Mrs. Rogers. They are fighting like cats and dogs. Hist, bow, wow, wow. Hist, bow, wow, wow. A big dog chased a cat across the strand. Mayor Thomas rescued the cat. Amelia Bedelia grabbed the dog. Good job, said Mayor Thomas. You mean that, said Amelia Bedelia. I sure do, said Mayor Thomas. You proved that you can be the dog catcher. I take back what I said. I apologize to you. Accept your apology, said Amelia Bedelia. And now I can stop running for mayor. No, don't quit, shouted the crowd. No, no. Listen to me, said Amelia Bedelia. I said I won't run for mayor unless Mayor Thomas took back what he said. He took it back, so now I don't have to run anymore. No one moved or made a sound. I admit you, said the mayor. You know how to keep a promise. He began to clap for Amelia Bedelia. Then the whole crowd joined in. Vote for Amelia Bedelia. Good news, said Mr. Rogers. The mayor kept his promise. See there, said Mrs. Rogers. You can teach an old dog new tricks. I don't have time, said Amelia Bedelia, and I am not catching more dogs anymore. I am going to the White House. The White House, said Mr. Rogers. You are going to Washington? Of course not, said Amelia Bedelia. I borrowed a book from Miss White, she said, to leave it at her house. Phew, said Mr. Rogers, I thought you were running for president. I will do whatever you say, said Amelia Bedelia. Mr. Rogers did not say one more word, even when he got his French toast. The end. I hope you like the story. And remember, subscribe to this channel and add a thumbs up.